Slacker and Steve.
Oh.
You're not doing it right, though, while you're doing Steve's.
I'm doing Steve's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's perfect. You're doing it right, buddy. Give me a hug. Let's go talk this out.
Can you imagine? Like, you're in your car, you're waiting for Slacker and Steve, and that's what you get.
I feel cheated.
This is probably better than what we would be saying.
Well,
we want to talk about, it's basically, there's a couple different stories out there that are about, like, slang terms or phrases we say too much or phrases that are a dead giveaway. They're like, ope. Ope is something, it's like your O, but isn't ope also North Dakota? Or it's the Midwest.
It's the Midwest, yeah.
Instead of saying oops, or is it synonymous with excuse me?
I use it specifically in movie theaters when I have to squeeze by people. Yeah, I'm like, sorry, squeak. Yeah.
Because technically you don't have to, like, you just leave it at ope. You don't have to really, like, say, I'm sorry.
Oh, really? The ope encapsulates it?
I think if you do it right, it's, you're kind of saying, I'm sorry, but we don't need to talk. But
just get the hell out of my
way. But you can also, like, if you are getting in you set your Starbucks on top of your car and you started opening your car door, I would go like,
Yep, that's a good one, too.
That's me pointing out you're about to make a mistake.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just have to be my mistake? I'd be like,
But even putting the Starbucks on the car feels more West Coast-y than
Midwest. Your beer on top of your car.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. Your kid on top of your car.
No, that's Florida.
Like, it's, to me, ope is just a catch-all, like...
That's a good universal...
Yeah. So that's not specifically one place. But, like, they say hella...
Oh, that's what's her name that made that famous? Banana Girl,
B-A-N-A.
Yeah, her.
The No Doubt. Was that No Doubt or was that Gwen?
I think it was No Doubt.
Wherever they're
feeling
from.
Feeling hella good and glad to see you. I feel like it's a California thing, but I've heard T-Ax say it.
I do say it, yeah.
You say hella?
Because I formed the habit when I was younger. I started saying it because it was kind of a way to curse. Without actually cursing, you know, you could say hella and
so it's like,
you know, like get in trouble for saying hella, you know. So I'd started saying it, and then now I can't stop. It's been too long.
So instead of saying that restaurant is effing amazing, you'd say it's hella.
I always
tasty.
Use it as a quantity. It's like it's a lot. Like how many I say it at Chick-fil-A. They say and how many Chick-fil-A sauces? I go hella.
You do not say that at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, because I want them to know, like, not four, like, I want hella.
But they want you to know how religious they are.
They're like, it's my pleasure, potty mouth.
Oh, Mr. Sauce guy over here.
Well, and then, so those are some of the regional vernaculars, but we're going to also get into, like, the things that if I ever hear it again, we'll kill you.
Oh, okay.
But... we want you to call with slang terms that are a dead giveaway from where you're from or things that people have got to stop repeating.
Yeah.
303-222-5423 or text in at
51059.
My wife is from the East Coast originally, and every once in a while I'll catch her. She says use with the S on the end.
Like use guys?
Yeah. She does a really good job of hiding it, but it's like innate in her. Sometimes it comes out.
We don't have, this side of the country does not have an acceptable alternative to y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all is so good. It's like, y'all want to go? Y'all, like, when you're in the South and you're accepted for saying y'all, it's so much easier to go like, do you guys want to? It's like, y'all want to eat? Y'all want to go grab a drink?
Oh, yeah, you just cuts right to.
And use is sort of the Upper Eastern.
Yeah. But it sounds wrong. It just sounds weird. Y'all is at least combining words. Use is just, it's like they didn't want to say y'all, so they're like, no, we'll do it this way.
Yeah. Aaron, what's yours?
There's one phrase, you don't really hear it. It's not like said, but it's written everywhere. And I know T-Hack is going to hate this one as well.
What is it?
Read that again.
People do that in their posts.
They put it at the very end of the post or something after something, so beautiful was written.
Read that again.
Don't tell me what to do. I didn't even read it all the first time. I just saw the bottom.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's kind of like
hate it.
The other one is when they just go this.
In all caps.
In all caps.
I don't know that one.
So it's just like, it's you're basically saying this makes my point, right?
Say it again for the people in the back.
Yes. It's like this.
No one's in the back. I'm on my couch on the phone.
Right.
There's no one behind me.
It's making my point, or it's something so gorgeous that you just have to let go. This.
I see.
And it's just sometimes you gotta say more words.
Add your own take to it.
Just post it. You don't have to say anything else. Let the post do the talking.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time we talked about something like this, these words aren't gone. Unprecedented, gotta go away. What was the other one? It was unprecedented.
Unprecedented, yeah.
Times. Uncertain and troubling times.
Oh, God. Yes, you gotta say, all those things gotta go away. And I'm sorry, not sorry, but sorry, not sorry's gotta go.
Yeah.
I love the beating at first. I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm not sorry. Ha ha. But then it's just.
Yeah. It's once grandma started saying it.
Then it's not cool.
You gotta.
Oh, grandma.
All right. So we want to know the phrases that gotta die or the phrases that really prove you're from somewhere. It's just a little bit of everything. Just call and say words. 303-222-5423.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
We're not even sure what we're talking about, but it's sort of just like weird little phrases that either say you're from here.
Right.
You know what we didn't talk about?
Which one?
Like, did your parents say a bunch of catty words?
Catty corner.
It's, catty corner or kitty corner?
It used to be kitty corner, and I was told, no, it's catty corner. I think my
neither
parents
one
got
makes
it right.
Any sense. That just means not across, not directly across. Not a 90 degree, but like a 45 degree.
Okay.
Or cattywampus.
Well, now what's the wampus? I've heard that too.
Cattywampus is like when you're like, you got all sideways. Like you got all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, your hair's all cattywampus. I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's catty corner and cattywampus. I don't know. So we're looking for the weird things that are a dead giveaway of where you're from or just a quote that you're just.
Yeah.
You're done with. You don't want to hear it anymore. Carrie?
Yai.
Yai.
How are yins doing?
Yins?
That's
what the hell's a yin?
I've heard that.
Like, instead of you guys, what are yins doing this weekend?
Yins? Like Y-I-N-S. Yins.
Y-I-N-S. What are yins doing? You going downtown to see the Steelers?
Oh, yeah. So it's a Pittsburgh thing.
Oh, yins. I cannot stand it.
So is that like, that's the y'all or yous of Steel Country?
Exactly. What are yins doing?
Mm-hmm. Yins doing.
You, not yous. Yep. What yous guys
what
doing?
What are yins doing?
Please don't start saying it.
Yins? Don't say yins?
Yeah. Do you say it when you go back?
No.
You don't?
Yins.
But it's rolling off your tongue pretty easy right now, Carrie.
Years.
It's weird.
I've grown up in, you know, I've lived in Boulder for 30 years. And when I go back, there are seriously times when I cannot understand what people are saying. I call them gum snapping yinzers.
Yinzers. I like it.
I love that. Yinzers. All right. Thank you for the call, Carrie. Dave.
Hi.
Hi. What's your quote that you want to give us today?
First off, I'm sorry. Yai.
Yai. Oh, don't be sorry, buddy. Yins don't have to be sorry. What's yours?
Lean in. I've had it with everyone telling me to lean in.
I've never heard. What's this mean now? What?
It's like.
It means like to embrace something, like embrace it. Like, you know, this thing's bothering me, but.
Lean into it, man.
For the best.
Lean in.
Lean
okay.
in.
Okay. Lean into it. All right.
But they're dropping the into it. So lean into it. At least you're finishing the thought. But
and
they're
I
like,
know what
lean
it means.
In. That's like, so it's like, accept it.
We got to shorten it now to be even cooler. Okay.
So what do you do when somebody says lean in? Do you physically lean in and thump them in the face?
No, that's what bothers me. It's not a literal phrase. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's a logical phrase. Lean in, embrace it. Don't lean in anything. Just embrace it.
Right.
Yeah.
Say the real thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Lean into it. Or whatever. Liz.
Yai.
Yai. What quote are we getting rid of or whatever?
Well, to keep, I'm as happy as a mule eating Breyers.
A mule eating Breyers ice cream.
Is it Breyers ice cream?
No. Do you know what Breyers are?
No.
They're little sticky things in bushes. And so when the mules eat them, it makes their mouths really big and it looks like they're smiling and yeah. they're happy.
I remember the Breyer patch.
Oh!
Yeah, that you're, she's right. Yeah.
So who says this? What part of the country says I'm as happy as a mule eating Breyers?
I'm from North Carolina originally.
I mean, it's pretty.
Hey, Dakota boy.
Hey, the Outer Banks,
that
they're
super judgmental with your that seems like the mule is not actually happy. He only appears to be happy.
Yeah,
so is
pain.
That what it means?
That hurts.
Like you're faking your happiness?
No, it doesn't, but that might actually be the case. But they don't care. They're eating them.
Why would they eat something? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, Liz. Trudy.
Yay.
Yay.
What's your quote?
Pop.
Oh,
everybody
pop.
Knew that I was from the Midwest when I said pop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not soda.
I've always called it pop.
But
what is Colorado supposed to call it? Soda?
Soda pop. Yeah, I thought you were soda here because we're pop.
You're not pop.
You're Coke.
That Coke is my, oh my God, my first wife. Coke is, and it's everything.
Okay.
You can't, it's like, you want a Coke? Sure. What kind? I'm like, well, you just said what kind.
No, Coke means all
soda. You want a Sprite
soda.
Coke? You want a, and it's like,
right.
No, Sprite is a Sprite.
Just,
you don't ask if I want a Coke.
Isn't that why you guys divorced?
That's one of the, no. I have a plethora, no.
Oh,
but like, so you're saying the middle of the country says pop.
Pop, yeah.
Who says soda pop? I know some people just say soda.
East Coast is...
I'm going to get a soda. Yeah. Wait, you sound like a soda.
Yeah,
or
that's
like
Norwegian.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Huh. I don't know. So you want to call it pop. That kind of just says middle of the country. I think...
Is it lazy?
My
pop?
Ex was from the West Coast.
Yeah.
And that's where they called it Coke. But I think Coke is also deep south.
In the southeast.
Yeah, south, south. Yeah. They're just like...
Yep.
You want Coke? Fixing to have a Coke? G? You want Coke?
That.
Ian's? Thank you, Trudy. Lori.
Yay, guys.
What's your quote?
So I did a thing.
Wait, I've never heard of it.
Oh,
what?
My God.
You
it's a post. It's a post. Yes. So it's like,
a post.
It's like, notice me. It's like, so yeah. I did a thing.
Oh, then you explain.
You did. You,
okay, where's that
yeah,
from?
It's like, I did a thing, and then they show a picture of their new car or. We did a thing, and they show their pregnancy test.
Like a humble brag type of
it
thing.
It is.
Okay.
And just, it was what Aaron said earlier. Just do your post. Show your pregnant belly.
Oh,
show your car. Or say,
to...
hey, I got a new car. But instead you go, so, I did a thing.
Pay attention to it.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.